V, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Good Living Show and Happy New Year. It is a great new year. This is my first show of the new year, so I get to say Happy New Year. I kind of looked up to see, you know, how long can you say Happy New Year? And they say you can say it until you've seen that person. So I don't know whether June or July makes that. So if you're listening to this in June or July, one, Happy New Year. I probably haven't seen you. And two, you're in for a great show because that means we have played it again. So getting into the show, we've got a wonderful guest. He is really a dear friend and a fabulous, fabulous person, Greg Orshan. Most of you may know him as Craig-O, as I do. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here today. You know, it was 115 weeks ago that I was here, and it was, I believe, October of 2017.
It was Halloween Day.
Trick or treat.
Yes, it was. So
I didn't know that.
We are glad to have you back because you're always doing so much. You're always into different things, and we want to know all about those. So first, let's talk about what you do.
Yeah.
You are, I'm going to say it because I have personal experience working with Craig, and he is a real estate agent, but so much more than that. I think that he gets involved and understands his clients and their needs and really tries to find what's best for them. So talk a little bit about that.
I do my very best to do that, to understand needs, because I think there is a psychology in working with buyers and sellers, and it's so emotional, and trying to come from a place of me as the agent not being reactive and being responsive to my clients and coming from a place of yes. I think that's super important.
Yep.
Been a realtor now for 6 years, and I think it's staying consistent on the different things that I'm doing. And so I said this year it's hashtag my five. Maybe it'll go to six. Maybe it might go down by one, but the five are my real estate, the Fab Love program, which is we collect clothing, we refab these items, and then give those out to individuals in our community. My Coffee with Craig-O vlog series, which this year it's going to be a little bit of a change as far as different venues and how the interviewing style is going to go down.
All right.
So it's Coffee with Craig-O, Fab Love, real estate, the fellow Fairfield Emerging Leaders Organization.
Okay.
So it's just a lot of good things. And then I'm overall arching the real estate business of helping clients. And 2019 was a great year. And I'm looking forward to 2020. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. 2020. It's almost hard to say, right?
Yeah.
When we were back in our childhood, watching the Jetsons, looking at the flying cars,
yes.
I thought it would be here by 2020.
You know, we get to relive our childhood through YouTube.
That's true.
So I was thinking about old Nintendo games from 1985. I had one of the first Nintendo systems. One of the first. My grandparents got it for me, and I was so excited, and I unwrapped it, and I was like, I got the robot with the discs. And if anybody remembers this was really cool. So if you want to live back your past, just go on to YouTube and just put on the first Nintendo system ever. YouTube has everything.
Everything you can imagine.
Time travel.
That's for sure. These days, literally everything you can imagine. If you don't know how to put something together, all you have to do is look it up, and somebody is putting it together right in front of your face, right?
Exactly.
Right. So let's talk about, so we didn't really get into the real estate so much, and it's going to be difficult in a half an hour to get into all of it, but you really do have a huge presence on social media.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I know when I can see you or your family or something you're involved in. I think it is warms my heart when I see you and the little ones and your lovely wife. So talk about kind of one, how that evolved and how you're using that platform to help not only your business, but certainly the philanthropic things that you do as well.
So social media, I think it's a lot about engaging with community and being social on social media. We're in a very anti-social society.
We are.
And so I think the problem is that if you knock on someone's door and you say, hi, I'm Craig, I'm with Coldwell Banker, would you like a valuation of your property? They go, why are you at my house? And if I want to see you, I'll see you on my screen on my phone, because a lot of people are enthralled with their screen. But more importantly, I think it's a great ability to brand yourself, stay consistent with the things that you're doing, be clear in your message, and you know, come from a place of always giving or contributing like quality content.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I think that's very much with you. And things that you said, we are a very unsocial society. And we hear that in everything from what's going to happen as we age and what's going to happen to places like the Osborne, that people aren't going to interact as much. So how do you do that when kind of everybody is attached to something?
Yeah.
So, and it's usually not another person
in
this day and age. So how does that kind of platform help you as far as get new clients or stay connected with existing clients?
So any of my past clients, if they have means of social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, those are really my primary three, along with YouTube, to put the content up and then share it out, whether it's my website or through those social platforms. I stay in touch. I actually send a direct message. So I think of my social platforms as like the yellow pages, right? You're just going through it and you're just calling up, introducing yourself, or staying in connection. And then the other thing that you said is I was having a hard dilemma with, I have two of my beautiful children, my wonderful wife, is I like to share a little bit of myself, and but not be a secret, but at the same time, it not be leveraged to where people are like, he's posting his kid. You know, I'm very proud, right, but I try to do it where I feel that it's tasteful. So if I can step away from what I'm putting out there, can people appreciate it? You know?
Absolutely. And I think that social media persona or presence is something that everybody needs to look at. You know, our kids are so attached to it, and you will find out as you get older and your kids get older how kids are using social media and the things that they put out and how we can teach them to be a little more selective maybe, you know? Anyway, let's talk about some of the philanthropic things you do, because I think there's like new projects too that we haven't talked about. So let's get into Fab Love first, which is a lovely, lovely thing that you've been doing for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
October of 2018, okay. I sat down with the owner, Michael Astorino, my good friend Don Del Greco. Years prior, with my other friend Josh Cohen at Junk Luggers, we had done a coat and sweater drive originally. Mm-hmm. And then I brought this idea up to Michael and I said, you know, Michael, I've been getting some of my dry cleaning done. Here was my thought. Funny enough, my cousin Evan Poster and they know each other. So it was an instantaneous, you know, family friend connection.
Right.
And
right.
There's mostly a like for tennis as well, which that didn't hurt. And we sat down, I said, here's the idea of the program. Do you think that this can work really well? And I believe that local businesses should be motivated by good PR. Public relations is everything. And so if you're going to do something, it's okay with the selfish intention of possibly getting more business, but do it where the greatest impact to help people in the community. And so what we say is that we don't give a handout, we give a hand up. Right. And we help those in need in our community. And, you know, it's not giving to the less fortunate, because I think at some points in my life, I might have been someone who was in need of those. There was a certain time where money was tight, where mm-hmm. I didn't have the opportunity and the ability and a platform that I have now. So I'm grateful for it. So this program of cleaning the clothes and then handing it out with the same level of love and respect to people like you or myself that would be able to afford and pay for the, you know, to have our dry cleaning done is such a wonderful gift. And then we've teamed up with organizations like Dress for Success, Bridgeport Veterans, and the Norwalk Open Door Shelter.
Wow. I think it is a big difference. You know, when I first started seeing you do this, I was like, this is a really cool idea. You know, people can get donations and people can go and get something. And what a difference between getting something in a dry cleaning bag that you know is for you and it's been cleaned and it's got you at heart versus something that's stuffed in a Stop and Shop bag and here you go.
Yeah.
I just think that's really special. And anybody who is interested in giving should really consider, you know, how it's done. Because I've gotten involved recently with some homeless veterans organizations, and it's all about, you know, people are grateful and gracious in anything you give. But if you talk to people that have received, they're like, you know, what changed my life was the sandwich that I got, because it wasn't a piece of bologna between two pieces of bread. It was a ham with lettuce and tomato and cheese. And you could tell somebody really cared when they gave it. Kind of the same way with the dry cleaning bag. Mm. You can tell that somebody really cared when they gave it.
It was also the experience of how they got it. And
right.
So one of the things that was missing from past clothing programs that we did is that the clothes were not only, they were not cleaned, but we were taking photos with people that were receiving. And so what we wanted to do was give anonymity to those that receive, and what we called it, we were going to give with hands of love. So whenever we've given items out, and we haven't really done a lot of the photos or put them out on social media, but hands over the item of the people that are receiving with love. They're receiving in a way that keeps the dignity and keeps the privacy, because people don't want to tell you when they're having financial issues. And so this is a really important thing. And this program allows quality clothes that have been cleaned, and they still get to look, people still get to look sharp. And that's a great thing. The other program that we have going on and some things that we're working on is that my good friend, Sharon Nicholson, he owns the Knowlton, which is It's a property in Bridgeport. It's an arts and entertainment venue. Weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, corporate events, corporate launches. So to watch how he's re-engaging and really helping to develop in part the Bridgeport community, which is a thriving community. Really, there's so much talent there at the Knowlton. I'm so proud of him, and I'm so proud to be a part of that and promote what he's doing. And it was 2 years in the making. It was a long time before he got to acquire this building. There were a lot of obstacles and hoops that he had to overcome. So it's something that I feel like the project, the Knowlton, is just something that's really exciting for the next 5 years.
Right. Sometimes when you go through all those things to get something off the ground, it makes you appreciate it so much more. And it feels like you're so much more invested. Not that, you know, buying something and opening it up is not a great thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you kind of go through those tribulations and trials to get something off the ground, it makes it even seem so much more, you know, more viable or more you, if you will, because you're putting so much of you in it. Okay. Wow. So much. So let's talk about, kind of, you kind of laid out your five things for this year. And I know that this year we're kind of, I've seen a lot, instead of resolutions, people are like goals for the year.
Mm.
I don't know about, you know, I don't know whether it's a goal of mine to not talk about anybody in front of, you know, unless I'm standing in front of them, which has kind of been like my New Year's thing. Don't say anything about anybody unless they're standing in front of you, because that's
so. Does it mean that
we're
less ugly? Because I think gossip is part of how we as human creatures, we communicate, you know, and it's how we share stories and be like, oh, you're not going to believe what I heard about Lori Pinsiro.
Right, right. Who's standing in the room?
Oh my gosh! Yes. So, you know, those are the things. So I don't default to gossip. I will default when gossip is something to harm someone.
Right.
That's when I have a problem with gossip.
Right. Gotcha. So talk to me about what your goals might be this year.
So I think it's the five of on content, which is the Knowlton, Fab Love, Fairfield Emerging Leaders, my real estate, and of course the Coffee with Craig O vlog series, to really, when people go on, is to share a quality or meaningful content to on the family end, to be a great attentive dad. You know, watching my son, you know, you want to talk about becoming a good negotiator, negotiate with a 3.5-year-old every day.
Right.
And he's picking up these new skill sets, and I'm having to stay smarter than a 3.5-year-old, which is, it gets harder and harder.
It
proves a little bit challenging. And, you know, then, you know, our 6-month-old, just, you know, having fun and just enjoying that. And, you know, keeping home balanced as much as possible with chaos. But, you know, my wife and I are very big believers in the Google Calendar, and we really stick and abide by that. And so we have some cardinal rules.
Well, I'm sitting here with Craig Oshren tonight, Craig-O, if you will, and we're going to take a really quick break, but I'm going to get into Coffee with Craig-O, a little more detail about that, and a little more detail about some other things when we come back. So we will be right back after this.
When my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, his doctor told us that he would soon need care and attention. They also told me it's important that I have support and not be Colin's only caretaker. We found a wonderful solution here in Fairfield County for both of us with Osborne Home Care. Their in-home personal care staff is specially trained to care for people with all forms of memory loss. And Hope, the registered nurse case manager from Osborne Home Care, is so good at anticipating his needs. She is also ready to help if his care plan needs to be adjusted. It's exactly what we both need to manage Colin's condition.
Osborne Home Care is an affiliate of the Osborne, the area's premier senior living community. Visit osbornhomecare.org or call 888-9-OSBORNE for more information. Osborne Home Care, Connecticut, license number 0000933.
Welcome back. We are having a great discussion here with Craig-O. We were just talking about Craig-O during the break. Craig Oshren, who is a wonderful person, a great friend, and a wonderful real estate agent. And he's got so much going on. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Coffee with Craig-O, because I think we were just talking that now we're a couple years into, you know, both kind of our little things here with is the radio show and the Coffee with Craig-O, and how it's evolved and how things have changed. And I know that you've got some big changes for 2020 on how we view and how we see Coffee with Craig-O. So why don't we go over kind of your platform and then where we can see it?
Yeah. So people can connect with me on Facebook at Craig Oshren Realtor, or on Instagram at Craig-O Realtor, and then on LinkedIn at Craig Oshren. Simple as that. I try to keep things as simple as possible. So, you know, in the past 3 years, I was doing a lot of coffee segments that were usually recorded at my house or at someone's place of business. Now, the someone's place of business, probably not going to change. What we're going to do is be going more direct. We have two coffee shops in the local area that early morning will allow us to come in there. We're going to have a couple mics across from one another, multi-camera angle. My good friend who did the first three Coffee with Craigo's segments back in 2017 has hopped back on board with me again as a partner in crime. His name is Michael Ersone from Ersone Films. I think what's different about the coffee segments, and just as we were saying, got off the air, I said, this conversation just feels so much more fluent. And I think because you and I have developed our skill set to take it to the next level of providing great, you know, great content. And so Coffee with Craigo this year is predicated on three important things. Great coffee, and I won't name the local coffee place that everybody goes to, but good coffee is not at the big coffee place. Okay, I'm just going to leave it there. The second thing is great conversation, like what you and I are having. And then the last is great content, something that someone can take away from that show, and either it will hit them emotionally or they can apply it in their daily life, even if it's not business, but just something that they'll come away with. And so this year, it's more interviewing, more in-depth of great questions that elicit the best response possible from the people that we interview.
Right. I think, yeah, that's a lot to talk about for a second, but I'm going to first go back to the first sentence of how the conversation between you and I have changed even in the last 2 years since we've done this kind of professional conversation on air. And I think a lot of it, which we talked about on the break, comes with kind of the comfort level of what we're doing. So we're both very comfortable in now what we're doing. So me with the show, I talked about how I'm not as prepared as I used to be. But it also comes out more genuine because it is. I'm asking questions that I want to know about that I think other people would want to know about too. And I think the same way with you. Very comfort, although tech might have changed, because I know you're getting more techie into it than maybe the first segment that you ever did, but the, you know, comfortable, the talking to the person changed.
Correct. I mean, the first time that I had a camera looking at me, and I found the video, I was like, that's frightening. And then over time, you know, there's a difference, I think, of having the audio and the visual and it having to mm-hmm. be really good and, you know, being less judgmental about yourself as possible, right? We're in a self-esteem society where everything is created around the image that you create. And I feel like the image that you create is the image that people should connect with in real life, IRL, in real life. And we're not social on social media as we should be. And so that's the thought on it.
Right, right. And I think that I'm holding back a cough here, so I'm trying to not cough. I don't know why.
It's okay. Cough.
All of a sudden. I think that, which said more comfortable, I can get up on a Tuesday morning and not have to worry about anything. I just kind of say, look in the mirror and think, oh, it's good for radio. But video is different, and we talked about how people react when they're on the show.
Yeah. So we had, I had a guest on. I almost put that person's name out there, but I won't. We actually had to do a shot of alcohol to get that person loosened up. It helped. Listen, we will do whatever it takes that when we have a guest. But I also think that this year, any guests that I'm going to have on, I've really vetted. And I need to make sure that first that they feel comfortable mm-hmm. and that they can bring their best selves. Because if I put somebody on a coffee segment and they're nervous mm-hmm. and they come off unconfident, then people will lose confidence in the product or service in which they're providing in their work life. That's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to do anyone harm. I want them to come on and bring their best self and their best image of what their business is and what it represents. So,
or themselves. I mean, somebody right. who's already feeling a little less confident, you certainly don't want them to then.
Not at all. I mean, I think the thing that lacks is when you have a camera that goes on and that's staring you in the face, it is frightening for people. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that that isn't frightening at all anymore. But I can definitely tell you that the first year of 2017, and the reason that Coffee with Craigo came about was it was a great suggestion from somebody who was doing a lot of social media and said, you got to get comfortable with this. And I was like, I have to differentiate myself because these realtors that have been established, by the way, which I have a lot of respect for, Coldwell Banker is awesome. I love my fellow agents. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the Coldwell Banker agents in Fairfield County and Westchester County. Craigo, we love you. But getting people on camera and getting them comfortable. It was something that if I can do great with this skill set, it's going to help to build my business. I've captured leads and referrals from that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very grateful. And I get to have fun and engage and build relationships while putting out great content at the same time. That's a win-win, right?
Total win-win. And I think that, you know, going back 10, 15 years ago, we used to say that business was all about networking. It's all in who you knew and who you networked. But the networking platform has changed so much now it's who's ever watching, who's ever seeing, whoever's attention you grab through different outlets versus, you know, certainly the one-on-one is always the best. But you are now out there seeing so many people in so many different ways that you don't know who you're networking with until you meet them one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk more about real estate.
Yes.
What changes do you think are coming for us in 2020?
Well, so I saw an Inman News article, which was they were talking about, you know, 10, 15 years out. The agent is still going to be a very big part of the process. But I think the amount of information that comes out from big sites, I feel that that information over the next 5 years is going to be more accurate. One of the sites that I love that people can connect with me on is HomeSnap. It's a great way to see all the information that's going on. I've got, I think, close to 30 Google reviews. So it provides credibility, it provides good content, and it provides accuracy of information. So HomeSnap, everyone, even if you don't connect with me, HomeSnap has great information that is accurate concerning properties for the most part because it is connected directly with multiple listing services in different areas. And that is, it's probably underutilized, and I'm hoping that this year it will ramp up. So HomeSnap, if you want to send me some money, please, Craig Oshren, you know, reach out to me and I'll give you my address. Send me a check.
I will tell you, it has changed so much because no longer are you going to the neighborhood you might want to live in, driving around looking for signs, trying to find a house for sale. You've got every house that's for sale at the palm of your hand. Yeah. So you can very well call an agent and say, I want to see these six houses. Can we arrange it? I've got 4 hours.
HomeSnap, everyone. HomeSnap. So, yeah.
I'm going to remember that because you don't know something that Kevin and I are
best site.
Looking for a house, but not in this area. We're looking for a house in
That's
Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
So
nice.
Yeah, we'll see. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do when we get older. And now it's unfortunately getting closer and closer to getting older. So we think that we want to spend half a year in a mountain somewhere and half a year maybe in Florida. So we'll see. We'll see how all that works out. But that's a great advice. I'm going to go on there tonight because I'm telling you, the other ones, you don't know whether it's real. My husband keeps saying that's for entertainment purposes only.
It is. It's not. It's some of these sites, and I won't name the big site. But yeah, their accuracy of information, I believe, is updated once every quarter.
Oh, okay.
So
that explains a lot.
That's hard because, you know, when I'm working with my clients, I'll usually set them up through my direct couple banker porthole so that I can see what they're looking at and we can engage. But HomeSnap has been something that's not our company product, but that is out there. And it is truly powerful, great information. Great content. And then when you're going out looking at properties, you can literally pull up the app and it will show the price of homes in the area and it will literally have like little stickers going sold or active. It'll have color coding.
Okay.
So it's great, fantastic.
Great. And they can always call you or go on to the Coldwell Banker website.
I'm here to help.
Absolutely. Yep. How would we get a hold of you?
Yep. So you can connect with me on Facebook at Craig Oshren Realtor, or you can like my personal page, which is Craig Oshren, or they can give me a call.
Right.
203-856-6851. And, you know, we're offering out a home valuation if you'd like to know what your home is currently worth in the market or have any real estate related questions, here to help.
So let's talk about somebody who is – let's talk about what we do, what I do, what Lori does, what you help us with. Let's talk about that person who now is going to downsize. And I know that you have like a, you know – toolbox full of folks that can come in and kind of help. Yeah. So talk about that process a little bit as far as you're concerned and what you might help somebody through.
Yeah. So the process is getting very daunting. So, when the process starts off, it's that initial conversation of, okay, you're wanting to put your home on the market. I actually have some friends that are looking to move out of state. And so I have my Coldwell Banker network. I'm able to connect them with an agent out there to get that conversation started,
right,
to know how that market's performing, to connect with that agent and build that relationship so that they're being apprised of a network out of state. I'm using sort of the context of your quick example. And then I'm, you know, sitting down with them, and years of owning a moving company, I had a company for 14 years. I have a lot of great service providers, you know, in my box. And again, because I had a moving company for a number of years, I'm able to give them some great advice and connect them with the right people so that that process doesn't become overwhelming.
Right.
More importantly, it's determining what needs to be done to their current home. We have a program at Coldwell Banker called Revitalize. So there's an opportunity or ability to have cash up front to handle any renovations that might need to be done. Sometimes it's as simple as curbside appeal, coat of paint, you know, a bed of flowers. So we try to determine what does that look like in comparison to the competition of properties that have sold. So we really do a full analysis, and then I give them a checklist of all of the things as their agent I'm going to do, from levels of communication, how our team works as far as the attorney, if I'm working with a buyer, how the loan officer will integrate, and try to connect everybody in the most meaningful and impactful way, because you know, I am a team with those professionals, and without those professionals, it's a harder uphill climb.
Sure.
So to have everybody together as a team for our clients is super important.
Well, I like I said, I know Craig from an interaction or an, you know, in a house. He helped us get a house. And was much, very much like that, very much telling us, you know, here's who I know for this, here's who I know for that. Really, really huge in the process of trying to figure out what was next, to have somebody guiding you. So thank you on behalf of that. And I'm sure
thank
the rest
you.
Of your clients feel that way as well. Let's let's go back into, you know, we got 2 minutes left. So what do we want to talk about in the next 2 minutes? So we've talked a little bit about real estate. We've talked about Fab Love. We've talked about some other projects. You mentioned something we haven't talked about. So let's talk for a minute about that, the network.
Okay.
The professional network?
Yes.
That's one I've not heard of.
Fellow, Fairfield Emerging Leaders, we are an offshoot of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
There are business professionals in there, some of my fellow realtors from other brokerages. It's a great way that we all get to connect with each other, make community impact. We have a scholarship fund. We do events once a month. We meet once a month as a group, our committee. But it's a great way in which we get to connect with our community, make impact. We have speakers. We have our CEO roundtable series. So it's been fantastic, and I'm going to shut that buzzer off on my phone. You know, so fellow is it's something I joined at the end of last year, and I'm looking forward to bringing exceptional value in the way of social media to my team over at Fellow Fairfield Emerging Leaders.
Wonderful. Well, we are here. We are down to a minute, so I'm going to talk fast with Craig Oshren. Craig is a wonderful friend, a great realtor, great social media. Look him up on Craigo or Craig Oshren on social media platforms. And have a wonderful, happy, and great, healthy new year. We're off for now. See you in a couple weeks.
FM 105.5 W288 DL Stamford and AM 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Soleimani's plans, Pompeo address. I'm John Trout. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells CNN this morning there were plans to attack U.S. interests by deceased Iranian General Qasem Soleimani.
He was plotting to kill to attack American facilities and diplomats, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines were located.